David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC.
Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host, and I'll be your drill sergeant this entire month as we roll out our New Year's resolution boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. That's right. You hear that music, people around here. Yep, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I am a financial advisor and a licensed attorney. We are broadcasting live right now out of our little studio right here in downtown Oakland, California. So if you have a question, maybe something just came up. Maybe you want to know about an index fund or how you should allocate your portfolio right now, or even maybe about a stock like PG&E. Go ahead and give me a call. That number to call is 866-PROTECT. That's my number. I protect your assets. 866-PROTECT. Or if you don't want to call in, you can always tweet me a question anytime you want, 24 hours a day. We love those. At PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA, for Protect Your Assets, radio, anytime you like. Millions of Americans have made all kinds of New Year's resolutions. They want to get in better shape. They want to lose weight. They want to stop smoking, or in January, drinking. And yes, some have resolved to finally get their financial act together for 2019. And so today's show is the third in a series this month about getting your financial act together. Our first show was about the basics around starting to think about retirement and what you need to do to get started or improve your situation. Last week, which was the second show, we spoke about the new tax law. And I had Mark Dinkle, who's our CPA in-house, on the show with me. And we were talking about the new card. This new card, you have to figure out how to use it and all the attachments that go with it. So if you missed any of those shows, go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. Libertygroupllc.com. It's a brand new website. It's really good looking. Thanks to the team for putting that together. You'll see as you scroll down, it says Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Listen now. You can click on that, and that's where we have these shows saved that I'm referring to. And if you miss a show or you just want to listen to it again, you can always go there and listen to them on our podcast. Now, for my listeners, you know one of my goals is to help you learn some great ideas on how to save and accumulate wealth. And since this month is all about helping you achieve your New Year's resolution, one of the ones I hear about all the time is, how do I become rich? Well, I've had the pleasure of working with some very wealthy people, and I've found that the truly wealthy focus on two things. What are they? Well, earning and learning. That's why on today's show, our goal is to help you earn more by understanding the first step, which is to learn more. I'm going to try to help you learn how the truly wealthy became wealthy, and it all starts with some simple steps to attracting greater wealth. While there certainly isn't any substitution for hard work, I've found from our experience working with smart, successful millionaires and even a couple billionaires that they possess a certain mindset. They create healthy money habits. They surround themselves with people who are more successful than them and they invest differently than the average person. Whether you consider yourself already wealthy, but still want to attract more, or your goal is to become financially independent this year or in the future, this is one powerful and empowering episode of Protect Your Assets that you don't want to miss. Stay tuned as I discuss the 12 commandments to attracting greater wealth. It's all coming up right here on Protect Your Assets. We're going to take you through a 60-minute retirement boot camp.
Razzle dazzle! 1, 2, 3, 4!
It's a brand new year, so take a big gulp of that Starbucks, get your notepad open, and get ready to become clear on your mission, soldier. This is going to be a great show, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Another slow but steady week for Wall Street, as we saw all major indexes finish up for the week, which was nice. Had the bank stocks do really well this week. You may remember last week we were talking about the banks, and I got to say, the banks showed some great results. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, most of the big banks showed positive earnings, but those stocks in particular, wow, they did really well, and that was great for the market. Now, unfortunately, one of the pioneers of investing, and I'm sure you've heard about this, Jack Vogel, passed away. He was the founder of Vanguard. Started Vanguard back in 1975, and it was interesting why he started the firm. I don't know if you know this, but he used to work for a firm called Wellington. And Wellington is a great asset manager. I've had the pleasure of visiting their headquarters and working with them over the years, and they're pretty smart people, and evidently Jack didn't get along real well at Wellington, so they fired him, and so he left and started Vanguard with the simple idea that an index could outperform money managers like the Wellingtons of the world. That was who he was competing against. So that's what started his company, and he created the S&P 500 type index fund. And that's been revolutionary, as you know, to the industry. So people look at him as the democratizer of investing for everyone. And he was all about market efficiency and lowering costs, which are some principles that we use at our firm. So hats off to Jack Vogel and his family. And we appreciate everything you did for the industry. Thank you very much. So let's talk about PG&E, because that is a stock that some people had some concerns about this week as they declared bankruptcy. And so as we all know, they are one of the largest affiliates when it comes to providing services to the public in California. And now that they're going to file Chapter 11, what does that mean? We had a lot of questions about the stock in general. And so typically with the reorganization, there's several things that could happen. One is the rates certainly will increase on the utilities that we're going to pay. So that's expected. But the judge could do a number of things. It could split up the company. They could sell off the gas business. They could sell off the electric business. They could decide to do something altogether different. So we just don't know what's going to happen with that. But one thing that could happen is the stock could go to zero. So one thing you have to ask yourself a question is the stock worth right now the $6 and whatever cents a share it's trading at? Or do you want to hold out and try and get more or get zero as a shareholder? These are the questions that you need to answer. And these are the types of questions that we deal with every day. And so a lot of people have been asking me about the market. And right now it feels kind of in a neutral level. We've kind of gotten back to where we were before the big crash we had in December, which added to the already down 10% we were at. So we're about neutral territory, we call it. And so it really gets into the economy. And as you know, we look at a number of different things that relate to the economy. And right now, there's some things that I've taken a look at recently. And so right now, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing our economy growing, but it's growing at a slower pace. And so I think we all have felt that in the market. But some certain things that talk about recession, because that's been a big word lately. In fact, it's one of the number one Googled words right before Christmas was recession and bear market. And so some of the things we can look at to see if a recession is in the immediate future are something called the ISM index. And so as long as the ISM index is over 50, which we're at 54 right now, that means we're expanding, and that's good. The non-ISM index is another one. That's at 58. Again, that shows expansion. So both of those indicators show me that there isn't going to be a recession, at least for another year. Also, I took a look at the leading economic indicators, and above zero, this also means no sign of a recession in 2019. So all of those three signals in the economy show that this is still a very strong economy, that we are doing well, but you're going to have to be careful. Maybe you made some money in retail. I'd suggest you get out of that. My prediction for stocks for the S&P 500 for 2019, I'm going to set it at 3,000. You may remember last year I said it was 2850 and we got there and that was about it. This year, I think we're going to pass that. I think we're going to get to 3,000 on the S&P 500, and that's about 15% up from where we are right now. What are some other things you should be thinking about selling or buying right now with interest rates where they are and where the market is? Well, if you're in high yield right now, with the price of bonds going up and yields coming down, this is a good time to start getting out of those. So if you've had long range bonds or you've had junk bonds or high yield bonds, I would suggest that now you get out of those. And as rates start to rise again, you take that cash and you buy higher quality, shorter term, fixed income vehicles that will give you overall, I think, a better total return as market volatility will pick up as interest rates rise, which they most likely will, in my opinion. Some very good buys right now, too. I think even though they've appreciated, I still like Bank of America a lot, Citibank, and anything related to energy. All those areas, I think, are going to do pretty well in 2019. So the three things you've got to keep your eye on right now. Brexit, I know we had some news around that this week. Obviously, didn't happen. So again, it wasn't a big deal. Didn't really move the market too much. But really, the overall global slowdown, you know, with China and the trade deal, that's the next big thing that we need to keep our eye on. And if that gets done, I think the market's going to move a lot higher pretty quickly. So be ready for that. I think that may happen this first quarter. Also, interest rates, that's the last one to keep our eye on. But again, I don't think the Fed's going to be doing anything recently, or maybe at all this year. So if that happens as well, that will be very good for the markets. When we come back, I'm going to go ahead and share with you the top secrets that I've learned from those who are truly wealthy. This is all about getting yourself empowered this year and starting you off on a great track. So keep it right here. We'll be right back.
Our show is everywhere. You can now find Protect Your Assets on Spotify, Apple Music, and our brand new podcast page at LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com.
Something seriously wrong with us. We're soldiers. But we're American soldiers.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Don't wait until you've reached your goal to be proud of yourself. Be proud of every step you take toward reaching that goal. Call the Protect Your Assets team right now to take the first step toward reaching your retirement goals. The number to call is 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Are you ready to make some big changes in 2019? Well, if you're just joining us this morning, we're discussing the 12 commandments to attracting greater wealth. Whether you consider yourself already wealthy, but still want to attract more, or your goal is to become financially independent, then this is the show for you. Why 12? Well, because it's more than 10. And we want to help you leverage every little bit of wisdom of attracting wealth to your benefit. So I've pulled together some of the top ideas I see millionaires and a couple billionaires I know use to help you get on the right financial track as you ring in this new year. So are you ready? Well, let's go. So this sounds obvious, but at times like these, when rates are still pretty low, you need to take a look at all your debt and prioritize it, because all debt is not created equal. What I mean by this is you need to rank all of your debt in order of interest rate from highest to lowest. Then what I want you to do is prioritize the debt with the highest interest rate first. Can you shift some of that line or debt to lower cost debit? Like, for instance, let's say you have a mortgage or an equity line. I see this all the time, especially with people who have a lot of real estate. They tend to shuffle between properties and different interest rates. You have the ability to consolidate your debt. and you can put all these properties under one big line or under one big mortgage. And it makes a lot more sense to think about it that way, because if you're paying more money for debt that you don't really need, get it out of the way. That's just one way that you're robbing yourself from saving more. This will also help you pay less in debt over your lifespan on these loans and keep more in your pocket or do other things with it, like set up a Roth IRA. Another option is to rank your debt from smallest to largest. Dave Ramsey calls this the snowball method. And the idea is that each time you pay off one form of debt, you build momentum, which helps you tackle the next biggest, and so on and so forth. So again, that's just another idea. The important thing is that you make smart decisions as you look at your debt. I have seen some very wealthy people make some huge financial blunders and lose it all by not understanding their debt. And this happened a lot in the 2008 to 2010 timeframe when the banks started calling money back. So if you have lines like an equity line, usually in the fine print, it'll say they have the ability to call that line at any point in time. And so if you've leveraged property, if you're buying property right now or real estate and you have the last few years, maybe you're improving it, maybe you're thinking of flipping it. When that market turns, which I think is going to happen, particularly in California, because our values have gone so quick, so fast, I think maybe you got another 8 to 12 months. But I'd be particularly careful about that, because if you get yourself in a situation where you get called and now you have to sell your properties in a distressed market and possibly not even get anything out of them, you could really find yourself in some big trouble. So be careful. Next, make sure to automate certain parts of your finances, like this: sending your money automatically to investment accounts, savings accounts, and creditors allows you to build wealth effortlessly. You'll never forget a payment again, and you'll never be tempted to skimp on savings because you won't even see the money going directly from your paycheck to these types of savings account. I call this paying yourself first, and whether it's sticking money away in a Roth IRA, HSA account, which, by the way, you should be doing all that right now. If you don't know what those amounts are, again, go back and listen to our show from last week where Mark Dinkle, our CPA, and I went over that in great detail. You can do that by going to Liberty Group, LLC.com. Scroll down, you'll see it talks about the radio show, Listen Now, and you can click there, and there's podcasts from last week's tax show. Simply link your accounts so that money from your paycheck goes straight to your 401k or from your checking account to your savings account. Don't underestimate those little savings accounts now. You can get 2% in most of them, sometimes a little bit over 2%. And so make a habit every month of just putting some money away in that savings account so you get interest on your money instead of keeping all that money in your checking account earning nothing. That just doesn't do you any good. It's super easy to do, and most banks have this set up automatically so you can just log into your account and do it. In addition to never making a late payment again, automation frees up valuable time and allows you to focus on the fun parts of life. Rather than spend time worrying about whether you paid that bill or if you're going to be stuck with overdraft charges again, avoid all that. Set up the automatic payments. Next, you need to come up with specific money goals. Now, what do I mean by that? The number one reason most people don't get what they want is that they don't know what they want. This sounds funny, but all of my most successful clients are very clear on exactly what they want. To reach that level of clarity, I would suggest writing down your goals for 2019, like what will your annual income be this year? What would your net worth be? And how do you plan on getting there? Exactly. Like all goal setting, be realistic, but don't be afraid to challenge yourself. You should set realistic goals and then stretch goals to push yourself. I have found that the wealthiest people aren't afraid to think big and go for it. What's the worst thing that can happen if you go for it? Maybe you don't get there, but hey, at least you pushed yourself and you tried, and that's what it's all about. Next, save, don't spend unexpected cash. Pretend that that's like extra money that just all of a sudden wound up in your pocket, like a bonus, a birthday check, or maybe a windfall. It didn't exist, so save it. Get in the habit of putting any surprise cash, even if it's just $20 you found in your coat pocket, to work. Put that in that little savings account I was talking about, earning 2%. Also, you can use this money to apply it to your student loans. The number one debt out there right now is student loans. It's tremendous. So do things like this to help pay down your debt. That way you won't have to deal with it later. Also, maybe you don't have enough in your emergency fund. I recommend you have at least 4 to 6 months of your pay in an emergency fund like a savings account earning interest that's liquid. Use this extra cash to build up that emergency fund. It all adds up. Plus, establishing this habit early on will help you avoid lifestyle inflation, I call it, when you get more surprises in the future, like that higher insurance bill that's coming because of all the wildfires we just had. In fact, I hate to digress, but did you just try and get insurance on your house? We were just looking around in the area here, and they were saying how different areas, including Piedmont, Oakland Hills, they're not insuring the homes there because of the trees around. I couldn't believe it. So if you have insurance, be fortunate, pay it. It's going to be tough for you to replace it. The wealthiest individuals believe that success, fulfillment, and happiness are all the natural order of existence. So start trying to think and believe that way, because this single belief drives the great ones to behave in ways that virtually guarantee their success. On the flip side, the average earner remains average because they expect to. The masses think they aren't worthy of great wealth. Who am I, they ask themselves, to become a millionaire? Try asking yourself, why not me? After all, that's what the millionaires and the billionaires do. And I know getting started with this type of planning or thinking may seem foreign to you, may just seem completely outside of the norm. In fact, it can be frustrating because you see other people doing well, and then you wonder, well, why aren't I doing well? And you get into a deeper depression. The deeper you start to think about this, the more questions seem to just pop up in your head. I understand this. I've done this with many, many people. That's why it makes so much sense to me with our team who works with successful people every day. In our office, we have a CPA. We have 3 estate planning attorneys, and we have a team of wealth managers. We have over 100 years of experience dealing with thousands and thousands of clients in this area. So if you need help, if you want to start putting your plan together as your New Year's resolution, start taking advantage of some of these ideas I'm talking about, we can help you achieve your goals with my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this customized analysis, you're going to learn what precise steps you could take right now to start saving more so you reach your goals. Get started right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, maybe you have that savings account I was talking about or a checking account, then for the first 10 callers this morning, here's what we're going to do. We're going to design for you your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan, where we will walk you through these steps that you're trying to accomplish. You can get it right now by calling this number, 866-PROTECT. There will be absolutely no charge, but you have to call us right now. Call this number, 866-776-8328. Again, that's 866-PROTECT. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone right now. Talk to a member of my team. Make your goals a reality for 2019. Call this number, 866-776-8328. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, what are 7 more habits of the rich and famous? You're going to be surprised at the answer. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to volunteer my leadership to this platoon. An army without leaders is like a foot without a big toe.
And David Hollander
isn't always going to be there to be that big toe for us. I think that we owe a big round of applause to our newest, bestest buddy and big toe,
the Sandman.
can swing. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together.
Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And it doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. And now, here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Are you ready to make some big changes in 2019? Well, on today's show, I'm sharing the 12 commandments to attracting greater wealth. I've found that the truly wealthy focus on two things. What are they, you ask? Well, earning and learning, of course. That's why on today's show, our goal is to help you earn more by taking that first step, which is to learn more. Whether you consider yourself already wealthy, but still want to attract more, or your goal is to become financially independent, then this show is for you. So let's start with people that I've worked with who seem to just attract wealth. Well, they think and do things differently than those that haven't exceeded their financial goals. And this is why I wanted to help you meet and exceed your goals this year by getting started with our boot camp. So while there's certainly no substitute for hard work, I've found that people who work smart, the successful millionaires, they possess a certain mindset. They create healthy money habits. They surround themselves with people who are usually more successful than themselves. And they invest differently than the average person. So what are some habits that these folks do? Well, let's put this one down first. The first one that they do is they pay themselves first. And I mean just that. If you have a mortgage, don't pay that first. Pay yourself first. You have to develop the discipline to pay yourself a minimum of 10% of everything you earn. Call it your wealth account and don't spend it. Next, you got to understand opportunity costs. What does that mean? Well, we use a rule. It's called the rule of 72. And it's important because this is what your money costs. It has opportunity value. The rule of 72 is quite simple. Mathematically, it says that money will double over a period of time. The equation you use is to divide 72 by the interest rate that you're earning on your money. For example, let's say you're making 4% on that CD that you own or a bond that you have, and you divide that by 72. Well, your money is going to double in 18 years. So this equation is important for projecting how your money will grow over time, but also understanding the opportunity cost, because many people have money sitting at the bank earning less than 1%. I see this all the time. You probably have money in a checking account right now more than you really need, don't you? At 1%, it's going to take, get this, 72 years for your money to double. That's right. So if there's an opportunity where your money could grow, say at 6%, well, your opportunity cost is 5%. Would you rather your money double every 72 years or every 6 years? Math helps. See what you're missing out on. So the next thing is, with markets right now at, I'd call them, a neutral territory, this is a time that you have to think about losing your money. Remember how it felt the day before Christmas? A lot of people got excited. We had calls, people calling saying, well, what's going on? What should we do? Should we sell? Where will your nest egg be when the recession happens? We know it's going to happen. It's not next week. It's not probably next couple of weeks, but it's going to be out there. I can't tell you when, but it's going to happen. And with investments experiencing loss, it's possible to avoid losses by building a better plan that addresses the possibility of how much things can go down, because we know it's inevitable. But figure that out for yourself. Next. This week, we saw Jack Bogle die. Jack was the head of Vanguard, and he was all about fees. Be mindful of fees. So my next piece of advice to you from that billionaire, because he was a billionaire, is be mindful of fees. People deserve to be paid when they exchange money for value or service, but this is one area where you could be paying a lot more than you really need to be paying. Get this, 2 out of 3 Americans surveyed with 401ks believe that they pay no fees on their 401k. Get this, in reality, The average 401k has an annual fee of 3.12%. That's right, 3.12%. Anytime you deal with money, there are fees. Just expect it. Whether it's a mortgage broker, a real estate agent, an insurance broker, investment fund manager, everyone collects fees to go to work. So what you need to understand is how that person is paid and how that comes out of your money. In some cases, fees are paid directly from companies because the company knows they're going to make that up over time by holding your money. Other times, investments and loans are front-loaded and the fees come right off the top, and so you know exactly what you're paying. Well, understanding and controlling your fees will give you a huge advantage over those who don't. Because again, I believe in paying for value, but if one firm can do it for 1% and the other one's charging over 2.5%, it may be time to switch. Next, you have to learn to treat your wealth like a business. Treating wealth like a business allows people to use money as a tool and cut the emotion from the money. When you treat your money like a business, you think in terms of whether the business can afford a purchase and if the purchase makes sense for the future. You are also thinking about whether something will produce revenue or if it will require lots of money just to sustain it. I see this a lot of time with people who have businesses as hobbies and it ends up costing them a lot more than it should, but they like it, so it doesn't really matter if they can afford it. But for a lot of people, you just can't afford it. So don't spend more than you make. That's a great rule of thumb. Lastly, I suggest this. Surround yourself this year. Try and find one or two people who you think are successful and surround yourself with them. High earners, mentors that have and been successful are great, but obviously beware of those flaming moths. You know what I'm talking about. Who you hang out with matters more than you may think. In fact, your net worth tends to mirror that of your closest friends. Successful people generally agree that the conscientious is contagious and that exposure to people who are more successful have the potential to expand your thinking and catapult your income. You can become like the people you associate with, and that's why winners are always attracted to winners. One of the things that people who attract wealth like a magnet do is this. They approach investing in a different way than many other investors who simply buy and hold mutual funds or stocks. A great place to start is to get your portfolio, I call it risk-alized. We've helped many clients become financially secure, have better control over their money, and really understand how much it can go down when markets do certain things. This can all be done through what's called a risk-alized program. And in order to really help you end up financially secure and attract greater wealth, you need to get advice that's really tailored to your situation because you're unique. You're different than your friend. You're different than your neighbor. Everyone needs help with this. So you need someone on your team who integrates not only your investments, but also your taxes. Do you want an average plan or do you want something that's tailored just for you, like a nice custom suit? Always feels a little better, doesn't it? Listen, with the new tax changes that we're seeing, this new little tax card, the best thing you can do right now is to plan smart. And that's why the Affluent are doing this right now. We are proactively reaching out to our clients and letting them know about these changes with the new tax forms we have to fill out because they're different and you're going to need some time to think about it. When was the last time your financial asked to see or help you with the new tax cards?
You can't handle the truth.
Let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to today's show so you can understand how some of these new changes that you're about to experience, remember, tax time's just around the corner, how is that going to affect you? This is complicated, and you need a team of experts working for you to help figure all this out. On my team, we have a CPA in-house, we have 3 estate planning attorneys, and we have a team of wealth managers who want to help you. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, an IRA, CD, savings account, even in the checking account. I know you have $50,000 to sit in that checking account earning nothing. Pick up the phone right now and get your own personalized Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you. There's no charge for this, but you must call right now and be one of the first 10 callers. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, the number is 866-776-7777. 8328. Help us help you protect more of your money and keep it for you. Call my number. It's so easy. 866-PROTECT. What are you waiting for? Speak with a member of my team right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, is owning a home really a great way to build wealth? You're going to be shocked at the answer. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. Not the final chapter in the book of life, but rather the beginning, a second act. Join us at one of our workshops to see how we can help you with your retirement plan. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on Attend an Event. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. So are you ready to make some big changes in 2019? Well, today I'm discussing the 12 commandments to attracting greater wealth. The truly wealthy focus on two things, earning and learning. And that's why on today's show, our goal is to help you earn more by taking that first step and learn more. You can learn a heck of a lot of stuff from our live workshops. We're doing another one next Thursday. It's going to be in Mountain View at Don Giovanni's. They have great food there, and it's right there on Castro Boulevard. We have a lot of seats left, actually. So if you want to come to that, there's two ways to do it. Call this number, 866-PROTECT, or go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, and you can click on the tab at the top, Attend an Event. You'll see next week's event right there in Mountain View. You can register right there. You can bring a friend. And then following up with that in Walnut Creek on the 31st, we're going to be at Scott's again. Great seafood there. But if you want to come to Walnut Creek, go ahead and register for that right there. Want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Erwin Pransky and Lauren Gretztinker. Hope you guys have a great birthday. Enjoy that chocolate cake. So this comes from a listener. It was a great question. Is owning real estate really one of the best ways to build wealth? Well, let's face it. It's expensive to buy anything in the Bay Area, particularly right now. And prices are at all-time highs, and they just keep rising. And is markets in this area in particular ever going to come down? Well, think about this. Property values are up above where they were in 2007, and it seems almost impossible to get the property you really want, particularly with all the competition. There's just so many people here right now because supply is low in the Bay Area in general compared to the amount of people who are here and bidding against you. But what I've seen from all, that's right, about 100% of my clients, is that they own real estate. They own their home at one time or another. And even with the new tax bill, which has reduced your ability to write off your property tax to $10,000, buying a home is the escalator to wealth in America. But because of affordability issues and the fact that younger generations have other priorities, home ownership rates for millennials in particular have steadily declined since the early 2000s. While home prices are set to go higher in 2019, I think it's a mistake to rent instead of buy, particularly if you're going to live in it. But if you're not going to live in it, then I don't think you should be buying right now. I think you should be investing that money and saving it for the rainy day when prices drop. So if you're going to buy a house, though, and you're ready to start thinking about it, start by figuring out how much home you can afford. And make sure you make a down payment of at least 10%. Don't get trickered in to doing less and paying that PMI insurance. That's just a waste of money that really should go back into your pocket. So make sure you have enough down and don't buy something unless you really can put that kind of money down. Next, use one of the simple tricks to save tens of thousands of dollars on your mortgage. switch it to a bi-weekly payment plan. That means instead of paying your mortgage once a month, you actually set it up automatically with your bank account and pay half every 2 weeks when you get your checks. What this will do is gradually reduce your payment. Let me give you an example. Say your mortgage payment is $3,000 a month, but instead you pay $1,500 every 2 weeks. Since you're making payments every other week rather than once a month, you'll end up making one extra payment per year. By paying half of your monthly payment every 2 weeks over the course of a year, you'll make 26 half payments, and that's the same as 13 full payments, or one more payment than you would have made if you were just doing it the traditional way. This will correspond nicely with your paycheck, so you really shouldn't feel it too badly. Making more payments means paying your mortgage off sooner, which means paying less in interest to the bank. And it depends on your interest rate, but on average, mortgage rates in America, you're going to save about $44,000 in interest payments over the life of your loan. In the Bay Area, that number is going to be a lot bigger. So keep in mind, you may have to pay a one-time setup fee to do this, but most banks that I've seen make this really easy and cost nothing to do it. Buying real estate is very tricky, and I see this happen a lot, and I'm hearing it a lot more from people who've just gotten lucky by buying rental properties and extra properties. If you're in a position right now where you're leveraging up and trying to buy more real estate, be careful. Make one mistake, and this could cost you everything. I saw this in 2008 happen quite a bit. So if you're thinking about this, you're wanting to acquire real estate, wanting to add more to your portfolio, this can be very complicated, particularly with these new tax laws. You've got to integrate tax planning now more than ever when it comes to owning real estate, because they just reduced the amount of tax you can deduct from your property tax. So there's other ways to do this, other ways to stick away much more money, but you need to bring in a team of professionals to help you. That's why with this complicated subject, making this smart move can make a lot of sense. So meet with our team here at the Liberty Group. We have a CPA on staff. We have three estate planning attorneys, and we have a team of wealth managers who can help you look at this type of decision and help you make better decisions when it comes to your overall portfolio, particularly when it involves real estate. We can help you get in front of these new tax laws and this new tax card for 2019 with my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you'll learn exactly what steps you can take right now to pay less taxes in April. What do you need to be doing right now? Get your questions answered. If you've saved at least $250,000 in an IRA, 401k, even in a checking account, then hey, for the first 10 callers right now, you can get your very own customized plan just for you at no cost. But call this number, 866-PROTECT. 1-866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone right now. Talk to a member of my team who can help make this as easy as possible for you right now in January. It's a brand new year. Protect more of what you work for. It's your money. 866-PROTECT. Again, that's my number. We protect your assets. 866-PROTECT. Give us a call right now. Well, that'll do it for today. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there in the studio, Matt, Dora, Valerie, Allison, Jordan, Hayden, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. We hope you enjoyed the show. And more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.